All right, welcome back to part two of this little dealio. So let's talk now that we've covered that sort of deal, that structural kind of breakdown, get everything to fit. I mean, and if I look at these, they're gonna really not. I feel way more confident with these shapes. One of the issues I always have is I put the ear too close to the eye, which is less of an issue here because I know where the center is. I also bulge this out too much and I don't really like that shape. And I've been, and now the. In this case, I have the actually that jawline underneath the head where I actually want to have it more stylistically. Naturally speaking, I tend to always kind of like bulge it out, and it's just this weird habit I have. At some point, your art becomes a series of you attempting to break habits. You're not actually learning anything. You're just breaking old things that you've picked up along the way, and that's one of them. Perceptually, there's this is why I'm kind of always been against this concept of people doing a like how to draw this and then they show you the steps because really those steps are only useful for the person who drew that drawing. This has been bothering me and I can actually see right in this square. This is what I'm talking about. I drew this rectangle and if I look at the rectangle versus this box shape versus the head shape, I know it's wrong. Can see that it needs to actually that jawline needs to rotate more and that needs to go up higher. So I can actually just quickly fix a problem by checking my volumes. Anyway, you want to make sure you have what you need for what you want and what it's for. Sometimes stylistically, it's not as important to draw all these shapes and stuff. You're doing a cute comic or you're doing a more of a stylistic interpretation. You know how all your shapes are supposed to look like. You can scribble them in and then you know if I just get all these facial features that I've drawn over and over and I get them just on the right spot and I know how to do that. And then, you can just smudge the rest, then you're good. You're home free. And that's not a problem actually. There's no reason for me to start building constructed heads for Adventure Time when I know that all I really need is I need these features to work out. And this, I just need the relationships of the eyes and the mouth and how much space there's around the head and everything works out because adding structure to that is actually going to break the charm. So here we have me giving a little more time and effort to kind of break down a skull. Here it is where I'm, I've drawn the sphere and I'm like, I think I can pull this off. So I've kind of pushed all these values and I've drawn it. But you know what I'm going to tell you? There was some undos here that you can't see and some massaging. This is not a consistent method. But if you know your style and you know what you're going for, it could be useful and you could really cut down on time having to draw all these shapes. Every single time is tedious. It can become very tedious when you know, like, oh, I'll just do boop boop and I'll get it right. But to get to the point where you're getting it right and to not be locked into your to a one only specific style that you're now completely chained to, because the reality is if you build these small, easy to do tricks for how to draw a face, you're now kind of bondaged. Bondaged. You're what's the word? You've got a crutch, And the thing with crutches, people are always saying, "Well, I have a crutch, but I'll get rid of the crutch later." That's not how a crutch works. When you rely on a crutch, you don't just throw away the crutch. What happens is you throw away the crutch, and all of a sudden you're way slower, and then you get really frustrated. You just pick that crutch back up again because you're not used to dealing with problems without that crutch being there to help you through. And then you throw the crutch away, and then all of a sudden, every single drawing is a pain in the ass and it really hurts the process. So the question is, how you break crutches. That's this whole video. And, are crutches bad? A really good, you could say that drawing a box every time, this is a crutch. You don't have to draw. And I actually believe that. I believe that drawing this every single time is a crutch. because you'll never get to a point where you can naturally feel the flow of a face and get a really cool, interesting style, because you're always going to be confined to a box. So I'd say a really helpful trick can easily become your worst enemy, depending on how much you've come to rely on it. And it's kind of this, I think the dual-edged sword here. You're going to find the thing that helps you through, and then that thing is going to actually hold you back. At some point, it's going to hold you back, and then being able to identify when that holds you back and how to move forward is going to be your problem to solve. So here I have a simpler version, just kind of shaped out a thing. I know my relationships are kind of like, you know, if I have a big sphere and I put it like a smaller sphere or whatever, I put these shapes here, it'll work out. And here again, there are other methods. And this whole sphere, this is another reason why this whole sphere business kind of annoys me, because what the sphere represents is not always consistent. You know, I forgot to actually have this right here. You know, I just want it to be clear. You know, some people will draw a big ovaloid, non-spherical shape, and they'll get really great results with that. If you're wondering why I always draw this kind of volume here, I'll explain a little bit later. I'll get to that. If you're drawing a large sphere to represent the general cranial mass, which is pretty consistent with how it's taught in a more classical sense, that's another way that the sphere comes into play. But then you have to start chiseling pieces out. I have to actually chisel all these pieces out. Whereas if I draw ovaloid, I know that it's like there's these shapes here. Ellipsoid shape. Here I have the sphere representing mostly, I wouldn't say the cranial mass as much as kind of a mix between these two things, because it's not circular and it's not this either. And then I've kind of drawn a sphere, a point here where I want these two points to be, and then I drew the mouth and then connected that, and that's its own thing. And then here you have the sphere representing the whole head and then just that part being chiseled out. So the sphere doesn't even consistently really, that ellipsoid shape doesn't really always consistently behave like it should, and it's never really told. No one's out there going to tell you what it's for. Remember, once again, these tools are for you to use, not anyone else. So if someone's showing you a tutorial and going, hey, I'm going to draw, you should draw this and draw this and draw this, and you do the same and you get really bad results, and every time you do this damn thing, you get bad results, you need to reevaluate that method, because maybe that method is not for you. You know, you need to explore things. Maybe I work better if I just do this thing and then I box out, maybe I get, because I'll tell you what, man. Whenever I draw a forward head like this, man, it is hell. All right, it is hell because all the features float around, and then I'm trying to think where the mass is. But maybe, you know, drawing a oval and then pulling this thing out, putting the ears here and making everything else fit around there, maybe that's the salvation I need to get really kind of reliable, consistent results. I should have drawn this thing so I can actually make everything smaller. It's one of those things I'm going to talk to you guys in a second here. So you're kind of looking for that. You're looking for what is consistent, what gets you out of trouble, not what gets you into trouble. I mean, I've talked to people where they go like, first I do this, then I do this, and then I draw this eye, I always draw the same way, and then this eye, I draw the same way. And then I draw a bunch of stuff that has nothing to do with this anymore. I draw a sphere, and then I draw everything else around it, and that sphere has no real purpose. You can't just go with the flow because it's just something you picked up at some point. I've got 4 minutes. Okay. So, plowing through this as quickly as possible, because god damn it, that YouTube restriction. What I've kind of been looking at is how to get a consistent method of building the head without it being too construction based and allowing me to kind of put different styles in. So I've got these kind of, I've got the facial cavity area, actually, so I can get the eyes in and the brow, and then get put the nose here and the lips. That's kind of what that represents. It's supposed to be kind of a slice out of the face. And then it's kind of fitting all these other shapes in there. It's actually kind of behaving like how I want to. I can draw, if I draw a larger jaw, I can still kind of get all those tools in, those quick lines in, and make sure everything's pretty consistent. Regardless if I have, you know, a more chibi face, or I have a standard face, or a more masculine face. Additionally speaking, when I'm trying to learn from this and trying to pick up what I'm doing and if I'm doing it right, I actually try to look for these volumes here. You can actually see these intersecting volumes, and if I know they look right, like if I know that this thing is too wide, if I know that this shape is too thick, if I see it getting too thick, I'm like, I know this is supposed to be thinner. I know it's supposed to be thinner, and I know this, the nose is gonna overlap here, so why am I drawing that thick? You know, or I know that this is supposed to be, this whole jaw area is supposed to be a lot bigger. I'm making it too small. Like here it's stylized so it can be smaller, but you know, if I'm making it too small, I'm like, I know that the jaw has way more volume at that angle, and I've got so little area here, and the eye is gonna go here, and it's just gonna be all crushed inside, and it's not right. Maybe the ear is too close. It's either the ear is too close, or the jaw is too small, or whatever. So you kind of start picking up on those little tidbits, and you start kind of breaking all that down. Here, for myself, my biggest issues is that I always have the ear too close to the head here, to the facial features. So really, I need to follow this crosshair. I'm gonna have to actually do a third one. And the other issue is that I tend to have this facial creep where the face parts get way out of hand and then it just eat up the whole thing. So what I have to do is I actually have to kind of draw this really limited circle, really small circle that I feel is just too small for me. If this ear feels too far back and this thing feels too small, it's just right. It means that I'm doing it right, because I know that if I make it feel comfortable, it's wrong. A lot of art is basically you putting yourself in a situation where it's like, it's not comfortable. I'm gonna push this way past where I feel is comfortable, and I'm probably gonna settle in the middle in the right spot. And I find that if you don't push past what you like, if you push right up against, you'll actually, if you go, you know, you need to stretch it this far, you're right here, and you need to go here, you'll end up actually just going here. I really feel you, if you need to go here, you need to go here, and you're gonna probably stop right here. I'm gonna exaggerate that face so much. The eyes are gonna be so small, or the limbs, you know, everything's gonna be crazy, and you're gonna think you're here, but you're actually just here, because you're, comfort is gonna be a question when you start doing this. And because you're the creator while you're making this, you have no ability to really kind of take in what you're building without any kind of bias. And because it's something new to you and it feels kind of outrageous outside of what you're normally doing, you're gonna have a bit of a bias to how exaggerated and how much you're pushing really what you're doing. Here, actually, I've actually drawn some. I'm going to cover this, and we're going to get to the last. Actually, I think I can cover the last part here in the last few minutes. So one of the steps I've done is I've always I had to do a study once, because I was just, it was blowing my brain how much, you know, I always put the features here and too much. But I did a little thing a while ago. This isn't it, but it's an approximation. And I took the box that features a feature, and there's actually a thing on Babe Lab on how to do this. But I took all the visible features, and then I spread them up against, and basically about 10 to 12% of the face, maybe 15 depending on how you're looking at the head, is the facial feature box. So people tend to put the eyes, and it's eating up the whole skull, but really the features, the eyes, the nose, and the mouth are all really crammed up in the littlest, tiniest spot on the whole skull. And this isn't even talking about hair or large hairdos. That feature, it is jammed right in there. And I guess, you know what, I'm gonna just have to cap it off at this point. But basically, I drew this head, I drew it too small, and then using a few steps and guides, you know, the orange kind of represents me sizing that out. And anyway, we'll cover this again a little later. Thanks, guys.